This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May the 5th be with you, or the 6th. Why not? May the 3rd be with you. May the 4th be with you. May the 5th be with you. May the 6th, you got the dreams. This is Star Wars week. I guess we should celebrate that along with Cinco de Mayo. And what is the, what's Spanish for 7? Sep is 7. What's 6?
Siete Cinco. Is 7.
Siete. Okay.
Siete.
Siete. Happy Siete. Happy days are here again. I was looking, you know, we all read a lot. We all expose ourselves to lots of thoughts and experiences and events. That's what makes the programs like this interesting, to hear what's going on and a take on what's going on. I don't suggest you get all your news, but we do talk about what's in the news, but we don't suggest that everything that's going on in the world is going to be the subject of our discussion. But one of the things that I saw in looking through some papers and documents, and I was particularly interested in one subject, was a description of this program that I thought, as I am proud of the ladies for winning the Gracie Award, I think about what it is that we, people ask me all the time, well, what do you do? And so I think what is best, perhaps in description of what goes on here, is a focus on two or more viewpoints. When we have various viewpoints that are basically pitted against each other, if you think about the final analysis, the thing that strikes people more, people perhaps, what strikes you maybe the most is not who is right or wrong, who comes across more strong or weaker, who's wiser or who's more foolish, but who went to the greater length to consider the other person's perspective. I think that's always in good discussion, understanding where people are. I think that's what we're missing in our society today, an understanding, even if you don't agree. God knows we don't agree on a lot of different things. But I think that this is one of the most universal ways of looking at things, understanding another person's point of view, even if you think they're wrong. You don't have to agree, but understanding what he or she is telling you is kind of the key to, I think, fixing a lot of the stuff that is bothering many of us. And I don't know whether that becomes part of understanding what is meant through nuance in various languages. You know, do we always translate into English from Russian, for example, or any language, from Chinese, from any language? Do we always get the complete nuance? In my mind, the answer is no to that. It sort of reminds me of what's on a flat screen. How do you get the nuance of what somebody's really thinking from looking at a bunch of words that are typed onto a screen? There's no emotion there. There's no nuance. It's just words. And more often than not, I found this to be the case anyway. People misunderstand what you're trying to say. So if you're not a really good communicator or a really good writer, people get pissed off at you.
You can even be the best writer possible, but you can't control how the reader interprets things.
Yeah, right. That's it. And so that's kind of what you need to understand, is that everybody's got a different experience. And they, I mean, I understand the Russians who like Putin because that's what they know. They know Putin. They don't know anything about it. They know Putin. And so the rest of us can look at Putin and see what the horrors are of all of this. And then, you know, okay, there are people over there. We don't understand. Why are they supporting him? Because that's what they know. That's all they know. That was interesting that the European Commission has proposed a plan to phase out Russian oil imports. The more I see of this, the more I find hypocrisy afloat here. We see every day, oh, they stopped buying oil. No, they didn't. Oh, they're not going to get any more imports. Well, they've already spent $66 billion buying oil from the Russians this year. So now the latest
is a good start, though, right? I mean, they're heading in the right direction where they weren't willing to do that before. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, okay, what we're seeing, what Putin's doing is too much. We can't look away anymore, essentially, is what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, they should have been thinking that, in my mind. I don't like shoulda, woulda, couldas, but at any rate, it would seem to me that it would, anybody who's got any humanity in him or her at all would look at this and think, this guy deserves the ultimate penalty, the ultimate end. And it should be painful and horrible. And with all the stuff
Yeah, and unfortunately, so far, all the sanctions haven't really hit Putin directly. You know, they're hitting the oligarchs, they're hitting the Russian economy, they're hitting everyone around him. But, first, you know, he has not really been directly affected yet.
Well, anyway, the announcement, there's oil in this discussion, but there's no gas. So what happens? Didn't the Russians cut off natural gas to Poland and Bulgaria last week?
They did.
Yeah. And then there are other countries. They don't want to pay in rubles. Right.
Right. And so that's where the sanctions are actually working. I mean, sanctions are working on a lot of different levels, but this one definitely hit. This was the closest one, I think, that hit Putin. Mm-hmm. Once Poland and Bulgaria said that we're not going to pay in rubles, that was the stipulation. Like India and China, they've been paying for natural gas in rubles because Russia has been cut off from all of the SWIFT banking system. So they can't accept payment in anything that isn't, they can't even take a credit card. So they can only accept rubles. And so for Poland and Bulgaria to say, you know, sorry, we're not paying you in rubles. And also, Russia wanted a payment up front before they even received the gas. So both Poland and Bulgaria was like, no, we're not falling for that. So, look, is it late?
Did they say it just like that, Victoria? We're not falling for that.
We're not falling for that. But, I mean, yes, is this late? Of course. I mean, the U.S., we did this right away. Now, it was a lot easier for us because we only had 3% of our supplies coming from Russia. So that was easy for the U.S. to cut it off. We're looking at 60%. For most of the EU. So it's going to take a vote. They all have to, you know, get together on this. Hungary and Slovakia apparently said that they have objections to this. They said they needed more time and money to upgrade their infrastructure. So we'll see where it all ends up. But look, it's going to ban oil imports after 6 months, refined petroleum products by the end of the year. It doesn't mention Russian gas, which is still an issue because these countries need to figure out where else they can get natural gas from.
Well, where else can they get? Now, it's got to be every time somebody drills in some place, there's always gas. Under the surface, there's gas.
Well, that's why Germany wanted that Nord Stream pipeline. That was because Germany needed the natural gas. Now, that pipeline never got going. It got shut down before it ever really started. There was nothing flowing through it, basically. But that's why Germany wanted it so badly. And even though Biden was against it, Germany was one of our best allies, and they begged us not to put sanctions on it. So I know a lot of people love to blame Biden for that. He was not in favor of it. But, you know, when your allies come to you and say, this is 40% of our gas, okay, we're not going to shut down all of Germany. So it's a mess. Everyone's way too intertwined with Russia. The same way American commerce China. Is way too involved with China.
Yep.
This is the kind of stuff that's coming
about
to the surface
greed
now.
And cheap and all the things that motivate us to do some of the stuff in short-term thinking.
Right, but it's long-term in the sense that these are decades of systems in place, and it's just not going to be an easy thing to switch off overnight.
So now the other side of the coin with the Russians is the rift between the Russians and the Israelis. This whole business about Adolf Hitler was a Jew has
But how really stupid is Russia? Israel has really, and I have not been happy with Israel throughout this whole Ukraine invasion because they have really stayed out of it. And then they're like, okay, fine, we'll send some helmets. And that's literally all they've sent. Mm-hmm. So now they're kind of on board because now they're seeing where all this Nazi stuff is coming from. The Russian, the Russian foreign minister is the one who said that President Zelensky, well, he's saying that he can justify calling President Zelensky a Nazi because Adolf Hitler also had Jewish blood.
Was a Jew, right.
Which,
well,
I mean,
now,
yes,
did
you
he
can
have
imagine.
Jewish blood or did he wasn't a Jew, but did he have Jewish blood? I've heard that before. This is not the first time I've heard that. It's clarifying whether he had somewhere, like I have Portuguese blood in my system because my grandmother's grandfather was Portuguese. So, I mean, somewhere in the flow of things, we all probably have a little of everything in us, if you're to be accurate. So, can you find Jewish blood in Hitler? I'll bet you can. I'll bet that's accurate, frankly.
Well, I don't know, but that's to justify calling Zelensky a Nazi.
No.
That was their rationale.
Yeah.
And so obviously President Herzog from Israel was extra annoyed with all this. And so this is now they've got a real issue between Russia and Israel. There are a lot of tensions there. Plus in Moscow, of course, they've got a Hamas delegation arriving today to meet. It's a surprise visit to
Russia.
Right. Russia's really making sure that they thoroughly piss off Israel. There's no stone unturned.
All right, so let's see. This is all intertwined. Everything going on, many of the things are wrapped around the psychology of war and what's going on with the Russians and how they're interacting, the monetary problems that we're having in our country. I thought it was interesting that the Federal Reserve meeting this week at a news conference, they were talking about who's responsible for the inflation problem. And everybody who knows, we all know inflation is going bananas because of the cost of oil and the cost of gas, that sort of thing, and energy. But now the Fed says inflation is too high and they want to bring it down. So they were asked questions by reporters about what other branches of government could do to fight inflation. The Fed director said, Jerome Powell said, that it was our problem to solve. Well, did you create the problem? I don't know. There are some people who argue that you didn't put the interest rates up high enough, fast enough, so that might have been a problem. It's hard to look in the rearview mirror and come up with anything. I think it's a waste of time. I always think, what's the problem? How did you get here? What's the difference? Fix the problem. Blaming somebody doesn't fix the problem. I mean, I'm happy to blame the Russians and the Chinese, too, directly or indirectly, for most of the problems. But then we've created, because of our relationship, for mostly economic reasons, the relationship with Russia and China, more China, as we don't really get much from the Russians except, you know, a lot of bad vodka. So under the circumstances, the Russians weren't the bad guys, but the Chinese were. And so now we have them all working together, and what do we do about it? It's the inflation problem maybe is theirs in part, but it really goes back to the Chinese, in my mind anyway. 18 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers, the Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light, it's even more powerful than its predecessors, and it uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6. With Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color blocked enter key puts you center stage. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Do great things with the Asus VivoBook S14 and with a free upgrade to Windows 11 when available. Head over to asus.com for more. That's asus.com for a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Who's buying the land? If it's being sold because families don't want to keep farming or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason, so who are the buyers?
Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to observe, to understand, to tweet about other things in social media. We're always on the trending curve, but here's one story about Kim Cattrall that I look at it and I think to myself, huh? But maybe you can explain what her latest statements are all about. Why did she quit Sex and the City?
Well, so when it came to her, she's not part of And Just Like That. She was actually saying that when she originally said, no, I'm not doing the series, I'm not doing anything with this anymore, it was with the Sex and the City, the third movie that never ended up happening. And that was when she originally walked away, and she didn't like the storylines that Samantha was getting. It seemed like everybody, all the other characters were growing, and she was just kind of stuck in the same. And there's going to be a big storyline in the third film where Brady, the then 14-year-old son of Miranda Hobbs, was going to send her an unwanted picture of a sexual nature. And that was when she was just like,
Cattrall?
Yes, Samantha Jones, her character.
A junk picture.
Yes, an unwanted picture.
Yeah, I don't blame Kim Cattrall. If that's the best they can come up with, like, right, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and so she was like, no, this is so ridiculous. I'm done. And she was even saying, why can't Samantha, who owns her own PR company, maybe she has to sell it because of financial woes. 2008 was tough. Some people are still recovering. Maybe she's one of them. Maybe she had to sell her company to a guy in a hoodie or something. Right. Like, let's go with one of those storylines. Let's do something different. And they wouldn't want to do it. Well, and here's something that's kind of fascinating, too. She never actually said no to the And Just Like That series because she was never asked. She learned that she wouldn't be a part of it just like all of the fans learned on social media and online and everything.
Pretty cheap.
But
well,
if they had asked her, she would have said no. Yeah, she had said no. She's done with all of it for like during the third
They didn't bother asking her.
And she had said that. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And she had said had they asked her, her answer still would have been the same. So she wasn't upset that she wasn't asked because she was still going to say no. But she was just kind of stating that she wasn't asked. And then she also touched on the friendships or non-friendships between the four actors who played the main characters. And she had said that they weren't friends. They were colleagues. It was a professional nature.
They were not really real friends.
Well, no, the other three are very close friends. And I think she, you know, she's older than the rest of them. She was always bitter that she came in and was the most popular character. She won, you know, she won an Emmy. They all won Emmys. But she was always kind of bitter that she never was paid equally. And she really wanted all four women to be paid equally.
Yeah.
But
Sarah Jessica Parker, not paying all the friends the same amount of money. I think I understand that.
Well, and her beef has really been about that the whole time. She said, look, you know, I understand when we started the series, Sarah Jessica Parker was a bona fide movie star. She was the biggest star. It was her vehicle.
It was about her. And
she's also executive producer. And so when you're executive producer, you get paid
more money.
That's just how the scale goes.
Okay, but that's all right. But what about the other three? The other two ought to be the three other characters should have been paid the same.
Well, but and like you had mentioned with friends, a lot of the times the actors will all band together and fight for each other to have the same kind of payment. They did the same thing on The Big Bang Theory, where they all got together like, no, everybody gets paid the exact same. They just didn't do this on the Sex and the City show or the And Just Like That series.
Well now all three women
and Just Like That, they do get paid the same now, don't they?
No, yeah, they all got $10 million for the series.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
All right, that's not a bad way to start the day. Here's a check for $10 million. You've won the prize.
Mm-hmm.
28 after the hour. This is the prize-laden DJV program. Get your prize yet?
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shape, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New information is being revealed about the capture of an Alabama inmate. He could be extradited back to the state by tomorrow for arraignment. Police tracked the murder suspect in Indiana yesterday and say the corrections officer who apparently helped him escape took her own life. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton tells CNN it was corrections officer Vicky White who was the mastermind behind the escape plan for Casey White.
Well, she was in a position with her knowledge, with her position in the office. You know, she scheduled the van transports that morning, made sure all the other armed deputies were out of the building and tied up in court.
Bridget Brink, President Biden's nominee for ambassador to Ukraine, is set to go before a Senate panel today. Senators are expected to ask her about her plans for reopening the U.S. Embassy in the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
President Biden says without proof, more people will die from COVID if Congress doesn't act. He says the nation will lose its place in line to order new vaccines for the fall when another surge is expected. As far as these dire warnings from the White House, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya is a professor of medicine at Stanford University. He says they're not very helpful.
Well, I mean, I think the key thing to know is that this is now a virus that has joined the family of other coronaviruses that circulates around human communities forever. There is no end to it. We're going to have surge after surge after surge. To warn people and say, oh, this is impending doom again, after 2 years of essentially, after all we've learned in the last 2 years, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the traditional Queen's speech to Parliament is not being given by Queen Elizabeth II for the first time in almost 6 decades because of her mobility issues. Instead, her son Prince Charles delivers the Queen's speech to Parliament on her behalf.
In this year of the Platinum Jubilee, Her Majesty looks forward to the celebrations taking place across the United Kingdom and throughout the Commonwealth.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday that requires public high schools to observe Victims of Communism Day. DeSantis saying the bill will help make sure young people learn about the evils of communism. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the ever entertaining, let's hope that's a good description, of what's going on inside of radio, inside the world, inside your head. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer back on the morrow. I thought it was interesting looking around at people. This program is about people and places and things and events. So Natalie Portman has founded a women's soccer team. Do you know that? She has formed the Los Angeles Angel City Football Club. And they're now playing in the National Women's Soccer League. She has some of her friends who are helping her. I don't know, Serena Williams is involved in it, Billie Jean King, Mia Hamm, somehow related to John, I think.
Mia Hamm is a very well-known soccer star, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Probably the most famous female soccer, U.S. soccer player.
So there, yeah, I just got punched in the gut, folks. Yeah. Did you hear that?
Well, because everyone who has the same last name, you think everyone's related.
That's everybody is related, as we've proven before in the genome study. However, back to the Natalie Portman Los Angeles Angels City Football Club. They thought it would be kind of cool to have a group of women own a professional sports team. I don't think that's ever been done before, has it? I don't think there's any women own it other than women who have
Ray Kroc's
wife
owned
a football team. Yeah.
There are female owners, sure, but not entirely. I don't think so, no. But that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Okay, do you know who Alexa Sobsy is? Alexa Sobsey.
No.
How many people know who this lady is? I bet nobody else knows but me.
No.
Mm-hmm. She has been named the best grocery bagger in the United States.
Woo, apparently, get it, woman.
Yeah. There was apparently a $10,000 championship bagger contest, and she won it. She's 20 years old. She's from West Sacramento, California. She says her path to success, working at the Nugget back in 2018, was competing in an in-store bagging competition there. Apparently, the manager of this is an independently owned store, and he encouraged his people. Some of the big chains, they don't have bags anymore. How many of us go through the line and we have to bag our own groceries? That to me is.
I see baggers all the time, unless you do self-checkout.
Yeah.
I prefer like it. I always do self-checkout because I am very good at bagging groceries, so I don't like it. Because everybody else, especially with plastic bags, which actually that just in New Jersey where I am, there are no more plastic bags in any store.
When I see that, it annoys the hell out of me. I don't want to shop at a store that has plastic bags. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So, I mean, you can still get paper bags, but they've ended the plastic bags now, which I think is great because they're just a menace. But yeah. I prefer bagging my own because everybody always is so, like, they put, like, two things in and then they start a new bag. I'm like, I don't need 90 bags when I can fit everything into two. So, I don't know. I don't know that. I'm happy for this lady. She's probably really good and she should teach, like, a YouTube course.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
And have you seen some of these videos? It is impressive how fast they are. Or the pizza box folding and flipping or whatever videos. It really is kind of impressive.
There's a new, the Target stores now have new Band-Aids, and they are made in different shades for different skin colors. Do you see that? Band-Aids not just for white people, Band-Aids for black people, Band-Aids for people who have different colored skin. That's an interesting thing,
sure.
Recognizing. Huh? See, it's kind of a teachable moment, actually, and very subtle. I want to go back to something we were talking about, if I may, ladies, in the last half hour about the responsibility for inflation. There was something that was said that I don't think we paid enough attention to with regard to the Federal Reserve statement about inflation, where it's coming from. The final statement that came from Jerome Powell, quote, "Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it's causing. We're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability." How do you do that while we're having a war in Ukraine? That would be my question to him. I don't know if anybody asked that.
Not easy, right.
No. It would be very difficult. And it's a delicate balance. I wouldn't want to be trying to figure that out, would you?
But I'm also kind of impressed that how often do you, I mean, I couldn't think of another example, really, but how often does the head of arguably one of the most powerful agencies in the country, how often do you hear someone say, nope, this is actually on us, like this is our responsibility, we're going to take the blame for this and we're going to be the ones to fix it? I gave him a lot of respect when I heard him say that. Everybody just passes the buck off. Well, it's not this agency that's the problem. You've got to talk to the people down the hall, right? I mean, that's how government always works. They just kick it down the hallway. This is not the right desk. You need to go on the second floor. I mean, it's just crazy. And so I thought it was pretty impressive that he just stood there and said, nope, this is on us.
Yeah.
I hope they can fix it.
For those of you who use Intuit TurboTax, I think they're both Intuit and TurboTax the same thing, right?
Intuit
owns
the parent
TurboTax.
Company,
okay, right. So they agreed this week to pay $141 million to settle a claim from the attorneys generals in every state in America because they were screwing American people for tax services. Excuse me. Apparently, they had like 4 or 5 million Americans that were using the service regularly. And now, looking into what they were doing, because they deliberately steered customers away from what their free, they had big ads, right? Free.
Well, no.
Get your tax done for free. I remember that.
No, it was even worse. Right, but it was even worse than that. So when George W. Bush, when he was president, he started the Free Tax Act or some name similar to that. And essentially, and it was a good idea. And essentially, they got a contract with TurboTax and, you know, some of the other ones, H&R Block and some of the other big ones. And so essentially, it was a government contract so that when people wanted to file their taxes online, if you go in and you just have maybe like a W-2 or a 1099, something simple, and you want to go on to the IRS.gov, and if you want to file your taxes online, it pushed you to one of these contracts. Yeah. Now, the problem started once you get to the other pages, and this happened to me. You fill out all of your information. It's very straightforward, goes by really quickly. You get to the very end, and they go, oops, there's a problem. You're going to have to pay the premium. You're going to have to go. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I just spent all this time, and I just did all of my taxes, and now I have to start all over again. So people paid the price.
Okay, so here's another example of that sort of thing. How many people have seen, and Victoria and Jay are going to laugh at me because they always are telling me that I fall for the clickbait stuff. And I admit to, you know, seeing things sometimes that looks like a solution to a problem that I want to fix. You know, if you got a wart or if you got, you know, hair hanging out of your nose, whatever the problem is, this is a way to fix it. So would you like to fix the hair in your nose? Of course, I click right on that. And then there is this 15-minute diatribe before you ever get to the sales pitch. It is the dumbest way of selling that I've ever seen. And they're all falling for it. You go on and on and on and on and on and on and on, restating issues and problems without the solution. It drives me nuts. And this is the same sort of thing. They bring you in, they say they're going to fix this problem, and then at the end of the day, the problem, if you can stand waiting through all of the baloney that they feed you, then maybe you'll buy the product. And that is, I don't have the patience for it. And frankly, it turns me off from the product. And if I were doing it, I have my own tax guy, so I don't go down this street. But I know a lot of people who did. Yeah, this is going to be great. Free tag, let's do that. And so Intuit, they weren't even subtle about it. And so I'm surprised they didn't get fined more than $141 million. Actually, the way they screwed over...
Well, and the problem is I really hope that the money actually gets back to the people who didn't even need to pay because their taxes were not complicated. And so many families rely on their refunds. That's a source of income, in a sense, for them.
Right.
And to have to pay $200, sometimes $600, which is ridiculous. That's what they were charging some of these people. So I hope that the money goes back to the people who were really screwed over.
I wish I could get my taxes done for 10 times that even. That's not... Listen, you got to the way you run your life and your businesses you have, you got to plan. I think one of the things, speaking of that, I was going back to what Jerome Powell said for a minute, and financial health and well-being for all of us individually and collectively. There are a lot of people who just don't take the time. And I don't say this accusatorily. I just think you kind of have to wake up to what's important to you. I was looking at the various numbers. As you know, I do a program every week called The American Family Farmer, and it focuses on the life of people who live still in rural America who are on small family farms and who are dealing with the problems. We all have them, but the financial health and well-being of farmers is something that really needs to be scrutinized, because if we don't have healthy farm life and healthy farms, we got no food, and then we become dependent on other countries, and who needs that? We have been the breadbasket for the rest of the world for a long time. And now we're in danger of having that screwed up because most of the small family farmers especially are not solvent. They're not able to repay their debts. And I'm going to guess that that goes for a lot of you who, you know, came through. We were talking about the PPP loans and the analysis. And I know that was one of the things that Bill Maher did on his program last week. I was talking about it with you ladies yesterday. The analysis of where the money actually went for the various programs, the $5.7 billion in aid during the pandemic, and where it all went, and how much of it was actually used and helped people versus how much of it was wasted. 40% of it by the government's own studies. 40% of it, like flushing it down the toilet to people. You know, I've used the example of the farmers, or they weren't farmers, but people who owned, some kind of a strange animal store in Cleveland or outside of Cleveland. They applied for $7 million. They jimmied up stuff and they got it. And they've now been caught, but, you know, they got $7 million. And how many times have you heard the story about people buying $300,000 cars with their money or whatever
and
else?
Jewelry and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the people who needed it, like the farmers, didn't get it because it went to other people, basically screwing one American, screwing another. It's crude language, but that's what it was. One American doing well or getting ahead of
the expense. And what's really hard, too, is, you know, a lot of small retail businesses desperately needed that
Gonzo
money. And just could not get access to anything. And you know, look around at every little strip mall. How many little mom-and-pop stores are closed up now? They
Gonzo
just couldn't survive.
Right. The DJV download every day discussing what's going on. We have the podcast is basically an overview of what we've talked about, at least in encapsulated form. Recent conversations about Kim Kardashian's dress at the Met, Meg Ryan coming back to the movies, what we were talking about with regard to our support of the Ukrainians, Putin and his health battles, discussions on the DJV download. The Kardashians have been a very important part, haven't they, this week? I guess they all are. Sylvester Stallone is going to do a TV show. We talked about that. We certainly this week have talked a lot about Naomi Judd. So anyway, you want to keep up with what's going on here? It's djvshow.com. You get the day-long broadcast or the podcast as well.
Seesaws have middles, too. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Either end of a seesaw is destined to spend most of its time up or down. The up feels high, the down feels low. When we approach a seesaw in a park, it's natural for us to believe that we have to choose a side. But just how life offers multiple experiences on any given side of anything, there are multiple experiences to be had with seesaws, too. And even though it appears that the only options with the seesaw are to be either up or down, when we step away from how we're told to look at it, we see that there are other options as well. For example, standing on the middle of the seesaw might give us a different experience from how the inventor of the seesaw intended the equipment to be used, but it gives us an entirely unique experience of our own. So the next time someone attempts to convince you that you really only have two choices, kindly remind them that you are keenly aware that you have more than that. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who visits with us every week. It's questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, has extraordinary sense of medicine as a researcher, as somebody who's always looking at all of the journals of medicine. Some of the questions that he has come from that. Here's one. Is it true that calcium supplements may raise the risk for heart valve problems? I take calcium. Some people think that that's the calcium with vitamin D is a good combo, Ken. What about that?
Big publication in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, very important, well-established medical journal. British Medical Journal reports in April that calcium supplements, Doug, may raise the risk for heart valve problems. And if you go into the details of this study, they're warning everyone who takes any calcium to talk to your doctor and reconsider this. Because in this report, not only do they discover that people who are taking calcium with or without vitamin D, because as you repeat, you go back 20 years, everybody was on some calcium when they were in adults, especially women. It was being pushed on everywhere you went. Mm-hmm. And then things changed about 10 to 15 years ago when we said only do it with vitamin D because we noticed that it would calcify your arteries if you didn't take it with vitamin D. But this updated, very thorough, wide study now raises the strong concern that even taking calcium with vitamin D significantly raises the risk of damaging especially your aortic valve. Early calcification of the exit door of the heart makes it blocked for exiting of blood from the heart. Aortic stenosis, very significant problem, leading to early need for intervention, replacement of this valve. And only under strict orders from a doctor who understands the risks and benefit of taking calcium, should you be taking it. Do not take calcium on your own. And again, this study pointed out that there's early death in general, all causes from taking calcium with or without vitamin D. So I think going forward, you have to talk to a doctor about the various needs for yourself of calcium versus the various risks of taking calcium.
Well, that's interesting. You and I, when we were going through the information that came as a result of the test that you did on me when I was down there last month, we looked at my heart and we looked at my thoracic cavity and didn't see anything. I take calcium every day with vitamin D. Now, should I stop?
Yes, because you know what your aortic valve looks like, though.
Yeah, I do. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this may be where it's coming from.
Interesting. But there's no calcium deposit there. It just has made it a little bit bigger. So
there is some wear and tear calcium in it. There's not, what there isn't is obstruction. Your valve opens and closes normally.
Right.
But there is some wear and tear.
So what do I lose? What do people lose if they don't take? I think what we were always told as kids growing up, in order to keep your muscles and your bones strong, you needed calcium because that's where the bones and the muscles got their strength. So that's not the case, apparently. Or what, do we have to take something else to make sure our bones don't become old and weak as we age?
Well, another dogma may bite the dust. And again, the old saying that is just as wise as ever, eat a healthy diet, you're getting what you need. And this study reaffirms that. And you have to make this decision on an individual basis because there may be a few people listening who have other individualized, more severe issues that absolutely need calcium, and the risk of not taking calcium for that issue, another issue, outweighs the risk of taking calcium for all the other issues that we're talking about. So this is a very individualized decision. There's no one-size recommendation that fits all. Talk to your doctor. You have to, for yourself, know the risks of taking calcium versus the risk of not taking calcium. But I think the important news here is that even taking calcium with vitamin D can cause problems.
All right, so that's the word to me and to maybe many of you. Yeah, check. Always get your physical and find out what's going on all over your body. That's always
British Medical Journal this week.
My recommendation. All right, Dr. Ken here. Questions for Dr. Ken, 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on DJD Health.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.